And we're back. It is 8:26, and we're back from our recess. Moving into item 11A, proposed ordinance number 952 of the Assembly of the City of Borough of Marengo, Alaska, amending the zoning map to effect a change to a portion of Presbyterian Mission Reserve Block 16 within USS 1119 from open space public to single family residential that is proposed to be added to Lot 1B, Block 16, Ogden Rathke Saree subdivision as part of the proposed Presbyterian Reserve plat creating lots A and B. This is a first reading and public hearing. I declare this public hearing open. Is there any administrative report for this public hearing item?
No, not unless there are any questions.
No administrative report. Cindy, is there anybody who has signed up to speak to it? I have my list here. I don't see anybody. Is anybody in the audience want to speak to this item? Nope. Not seeing anybody. And if we have nobody to speak on the item, then I shall declare the public hearing closed. And I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve the first reading ordinance number 952. Move to a second reading with a second public hearing to be held on February 26, 2019.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion. No discussion. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. Okay, we're on to 11B. Proposed ordinance number 953 of the Assembly of the City of Borough of Marengo, Alaska, amending the zoning map to effect a change to modify the boundaries of the existing multifamily residential and commercial boundaries based on the proposed Curlyville replat, a replat of lots 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 32, 33, 37, 3A, Block 21, and Lot B, Brig replat, zone multifamily and commercial, requested by Robert Armstrong for Credit Shelter Trust. Specifically proposed new lot 6A will be zoned commercial and the remaining new lots multifamily. This is a first reading and public hearing. I declare the public hearing open. Is there any administrative report on this public hearing item? There is none. We have Mr. Armstrong here tonight, and you'd like to speak on this item, Mr. Armstrong?
A couple quick things. There's a lot of history in this property down there, and it's one of the last, well, it's 1.23 acres, and it's one of the last ones to be cleaned up with lot lines that aren't all over the place. A couple quick things. We'd like to place existing buildings on their own lot, and that's what we come up with this plan, was to, if you notice, the dark blue are the future buildings, the potential future buildings. The biggest one being a storefront efficiency apartment across Front Street. And that's the lot six. That one goes across. Oh, I've got to do this point.
Mr. Armstrong, can you point where Front Street, just
yes,
so I can get
it? That's what I'm
you bet.
To do.
Thank you.
This is Front Street here.
Okay.
And this is the fiveplex back here. And this is the townhouse existing. And these are the future ones. The duplexes sit underneath here. If you lift these up, you can see them. They actually sit underneath here, and that's on this other plot. This is my working plot, is what I call it.
Okay.
So this is Front Street, and this is the McCormick's over here, and the Briggs over here. Okay, so what we did was we tried to clean this up, and this building here, this lot here, which is this line here, is the one lot six, and that's the one we want to turn into a commercial. And the rest of this in the back here will become multifamily. Coming over to the assessor's map, and when was this, 1970s or something? This dark blue here is all on the wrong one, right? One, two, I. This whole area here, which is this line here and across here, is all multifamily, the dark blue. The only multifamily was this lot 10 and lot 3. Well, it turns out the buildings are over on top of each other. The building, I think. The fiveplex, this one, sits on four different lots, okay? So, and you can see where my commercial is now, goes all the way clean, almost up to Church Street. So, that's the whole reason behind this. And in my research,
I found a few interesting little things. I don't know if anybody knows who Charles Rundell is. Charles Rundell was the original trustee for the city of Wrangell.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a deed from 1918.
Hmm. Wow.
And with his signature on it. My dad threw nothing away,
believe me. That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
And I also found something else very interesting.
These are what you call documentary stamps. These were stamps. They were like a tax stamp for the document that went on old deeds and property sales and things and escrows. Here's some red ones. They come in many different colors.
64.
Bring back the tax stamps.
Yeah, that's cool.
So anyway, that was just a little bit of history
that I thought was quite interesting.
Mr. Mayor, may I?
Yes, Lisa.
Thank you for sharing those old documents. It's so fun.
I got files of them. I just brought you the prettiest ones.
Awesome, thank you.
Anyway, we want to make more efficient use of the property and to be able to expand. And you know, Mom and Dad are gone now, and my brother and I are taking over, and my sister, and of course my future crew here. I got to keep them involved. So it'll help out with the long-term impacts of the base, the community, locally, taxes, insurance, property, landscaping. We can do some landscaping and change some stuff down there. And most of the property Dad bought in just after the war, when he came back from the Aleutians, and he bought a lot of it from, there was two or three main pieces, and then he bought other pieces. In fact, at one point, he used to own clean back up to where the American Legion is now, at one point. So there was quite a chunk of property there. So anyway, I'm going to stop at the history of that, and I would hope that we can get this rezoned and done. But I did want to, I did have a picture that I showed to planning and zoning, and when I heard your speech about electricity, there's a picture from the 1960s of the power plant for City of Wrangell.
Wow.
Down where Napa's is.
Yep.
That's where it was at. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was quite interesting that's where generation used to come from.
The other thing I'd like to say, and this is kind of not off, this is a little bit off my subject. I worked at Green Lake, Swan Lake, and Tyee Lake, and helped construct all three of them. And when we got done with all the power things, everybody was sort of in agreement in those days that we don't want to sell power to Ketchikan unless we absolutely have to. And now it's coming back to bite us in the butt. And I think it's a mistake. I think it was a mistake then. I think it's a mistake now. Because it was all set up for Wrangell and Petersburg. So anyway, that's basically what I have. If you have any questions, I can answer them.
Anybody have any questions for Mr. Armstrong? Thank you so much for coming down and waiting through this long meeting. Really appreciate it. And
well,
thank you for bringing those documents.
This is real important to us, you know, for the next generation, because, you know, I'm not going to be kicking around too much longer, but maybe long enough to see some of these things happen. So,
Lisa?
Just to add from administration, thank you very much for bringing stuff up, zoning and the lot lines, and for the exciting prospect of the new development in town.
We're going to work towards
it. New investment.
We're going to work towards it, and it's going to be a many-year project. It's not going to be done tomorrow, you know. I got to pay all the bills first, then I can go to the bank.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Right.
Thank you so much, Mr. Armstrong. We appreciate you. I'm going to, any other discussion or items for the public hearing? Okay, I'm going to adjourn the public hearing. There's the proposed motion.
Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 953 and move to a second reading with a second public hearing to be held on February 26, 2019.
It's been moved. We have a second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Decker? I'm sorry. Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay, we're on to 12A, unfinished business. Proposed resolution number 01-19-1439 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the conveyance of public land in conformance with the Wrangell Municipal Code, section 16.12.040,
specifically the 15-foot vacant alleyway extending from Front Street to Silvernail Work Road, and that portion of lots 1 and 2, Block B, Short Yard Subdivision, plat number 2001-3, now part of new lots AA and CC of the Bay Company replat, and the alley vacation 2 to Chet and Barbara Powell in the amount of $36,500. Do we have a motion? The motion is already on the floor. So the motion will be to approve resolution number 01-19-1439 that authorizes the conveyance of public land to Chet and Barbara Powell for the amount of $36,500. Motion is back on the floor. Mr. Powell, I understand you are stepping down on this one.
Thank you.
Lisa, do you have any notes for us on this? I think we're cleaning some stuff up.
No, just the math issue, the 11,000 square feet item was removed. It obviously was confusing and shouldn't have been in there.
And Patty, you're comfortable with how we wound up with that?
Right.
Okay.
And I'm also comfortable, am I not, with the 30-day notice was as of the postponed motion, correct? Not today.
No.
Okay.
It has to be as of today.
Okay, so that will be that the postponed motion will be as of the date that we postponed it.
I think that 30-day notice to the public must be from 30 days prior to the postponed motion originally, not today.
Hang on, I just need to look at the
I'll do that.
So I believe that the notice gets posted upon approval of the resolution, and that there's 30 days notice from the time the resolution is posted until the sale is effectuated.
Okay, it says date of sale, but that's the only question I had.
So the sale becomes effective upon adoption of the resolution by the assembly, but the code requires 30-day notice posting from the time of that adoption. So we start the posting following your approval of this.
Okay. All right. We're safe.
We're safe. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Is there any other questions on this? Okay. Call for a poll vote, please.
Assemblymember DeBoard?
Yes.
Becker?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay. We're on to 13A. Proposed ordinance number 954 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 17.72.010A of the Wrangell Municipal Code, impoundment of vehicles and or trailers for violations.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 954 and move to second reading with a public hearing to be held February 26, 2019.
So moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. The only, Patty, go ahead.
only thing I had issue with, and it's all throughout our code, is the pronoun. And if you'll look in section 2A, it talks about the chief of police or his designee. So I think they should be gender neutral, even though I'm not really on that bandwagon, but I think we should change his to his/her. That designation is elsewhere in our code, but it's not uniform.
we can make that change, and that is not substantive to the
right.
to the code content being changed. So that, in my opinion, is de minimis and does not require an additional first reading.
Good.
How's that for some legal jargon?
I like it.
The only thing that I came up with is the police may, pursuant to this section, impound a vehicle and or trailer. And I spoke to Lisa about this morning. I've kind of been driving this whole thing because we've been playing around the community for a long time, vehicles and ditches that have been involved in accidents, vehicles by our playgrounds, and I've already felt like the police have sort of decided not to move them. And the idea for me was that I wanted to remove that option by saying they must be removed. They're a hindrance to the community. And so by having the word may instead of will, it leaves it optional again. And I've tried to remove that option with this.
Pardon me, where are you reading this?
Page one, the police, at the very bottom, the police may, pursuant to this section, impound a vehicle under trailer by mobilizing it or removing it or having it removed and placed in the borough commercial storage with all expenses.
Mr. Mayor, I would recommend that rather than will, we place shall there, if that's what you...
Sure.
Rather, that's a commonly used term, rather than to take away the permissiveness of stuff and make it mandatory.
Thank you. I don't know if we need to... just a suggestion. How do we move forward with something?
You can make a motion to amend the changes in the...
I'll make a motion to amend the changes to say, instead of may, it should say shall.
Okay, should we deal with that motion now, Lisa? Okay, second. Is there a second on that?
Second.
Patty seconded. Any discussion on the amendment from may to shall? Hearing none, poll vote.
Excuse me, Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay, any other discussion on the recommended motion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay, 13B, proposed ordinance number 955 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing Chapter 3.32 of the Wrangell Municipal Code, Medical Center and Long-Term Care Facility Board and Administration.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 955 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held February 26, 2019.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. Hearing none, poll vote. Oh, sorry.
Ma'am, there's one correction I'd like to have our borough clerk correct. Where they give the body of the code, Chapter 3.32, it says up there at the top, repealed by Ordinance 952. That should be 955. Do you see that? It's in the table of contents of that chapter 3.32.
It's on the back of the second page of the whole thing.
Before the mayor signs that.
Oh, it should be 955.
Yes. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't think we need to vote on that. It's just a clerical
correction.
De minimis. De minimis.
De minimis. No,
it's... favorite legal term.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13C, proposed resolution number 01-19-1442 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting an alternative allocation method for the fiscal year 2019 Shared Fisheries Business Tax Program and certifying that this allocation method fairly represents the distribution of significant effects of fisheries business activity in fisheries management in FMA 18 Central Southeast.
Move to adopt resolution number 01-19-1442 that adopts an alternative allocation method for the FY 2019 Shared Fisheries Business Tax Program.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion.
I just want to say that I'm already hearing things like, maybe we should put all fisheries fees and outside the general fund into a separate fund mm-hmm. and make sure they pay their own way. And if that's the case, they need to pay more money and raise user fees. And those kinds of discussions are happening. So I just, part of the reason there's a misperception on the state level that fisheries don't pay their own way is because we share part of the taxes with communities. And this is an example of that. Anyway, it's one of those little pet peeves of mine, but...
which is why it's a legislative priority of ours to leave the fish tax alone.
Yeah.
And my fear is with the cuts that are coming down and the search for alternate revenue sources and a way to cut fees. And, yeah, I think we just need to stand vigilant on these things. We're already... I know Lisa's working on the tourism tax thing... And how that's getting squirreled and
so the cruise ship tax stuff.
Cruise ship taxes. So yeah, I think it's going to get better before it gets worse, Julie. I think you're right. So we
worse
need to fight
it gets better.
And worse before it gets better. Sorry. Yes. I'm tired, I think. All right. Any other discussion on this particular item? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember DeVore?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka.
Yes. Item 13D, approval of the fiscal year 2020 budget calendar.
I move to approve the FY 2020 budget calendar.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? David?
So, when are we going to get the draft budget in here? Is it at March 8th? Is that what it says? That's just from the department. Okay, yeah. So we don't get ours till the 22nd. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm going to.
No, that's due from finance.
No, the draft. Budget,
when do we get ours?
The draft budget comes to you on April 23rd.
April 23rd.
Yes.
Draft budget submitted to assembly. Okay. Okay, I see it. Okay. So April 23rd, wow.
It's not due out till June.
I know. I thought last year we talked about doing it sooner. Are we doing it sooner?
It's last year. What we talked about actually was getting the school budget sooner, so that we could take that into consideration. And I thought
you did put something in there
put
about
in
that.
There about that. Because we had a very difficult time trying to make decisions with us not having a school budget. So we're going to have to live with that one more year, unfortunately, if we can. So I can try to push this a little bit earlier. That's going to be, it'll be very difficult for me to get anything to you prior to the middle of April. I mean, just the sheer volume of time it mm-hmm. takes to... compile all the information and go over each of the individual department budgets with them. The CIP stuff we need to get done and the time it takes once they provide that to the Capital Facilities Department for them to put budget numbers with things. And as you know, our department directors don't have the luxury of just being managers. They actually have to work for a living. And so most of them are doing their budgets in the off hours because they can't take time off during the day to work on their budget stuff. So most of them are doing their budgets on the weekends and other things, especially when it comes to Public Works, who's got like five different department budgets to get submitted. So
only reason I ask is that April 23rd, we're going to have our first work session on the first and second. It's a pretty big budget. And I remember last year we got it and it was like, wow, we've got to get through this thing in a week.
So the other,
okay. Review it. But it's, I mean, if that's what we got to do, we'll do it.
I mean, if you want me to try and back this up, I can.
I don't think that's realistic. I mean, just knowing workload and stuff, I think you also set more days for budget work sessions.
Yes, I did.
And I like that. Myself, I mean, I don't want any more meetings if we have to.
But if we can get through it faster, it would be good, but...
There's more days, and here's what will not happen this year. Not. You are going to get what I have given clear direction on is the draft budget that comes to you on the 23rd is the final version of the budget, except for changes that are mandated in our work session.
Good luck with that.
I'm just not... there will be some anomalies and other stuff, but this we get you get a draft budget and we're handing out this page change and this page change and this was forgotten and that was forgotten and this department has it. No.
That's good.
Let me be clear. No. No. So you should be getting what is from us the final version of administration's budget, and from that point forward, unless it's some crazy anomaly that got forgotten, no change should happen to that budget unless it's something that is directed or decided in the work sessions. That's how that should work.
Okay.
So, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, go ahead.
Kind of along those lines, did we get a printed copy of the final budget?
Yes. Those were handed out.
You had to request it.
No, they should have. I thought we handed them out at one of the meetings here. I'm almost positive they got handed out.
I seem to remember getting it. Yeah.
I think I did too.
Okay, let me check, see if I've got mine.
Absolutely, we could provide one for you.
In the past, I remember getting the first draft, and then once we made all the changes, we never got a final, which is not helpful when I go back throughout the year or when it comes time to compare. You know what I'm saying? So I'll
make
sure I have
one. It's
a
guessing game for you guys. We're trying, to keep you hopping. I want you to be fresh.
I think I got one. I think because I mine's all scribbled up.
Your final?
My final.
You scribbled that?
Oh yeah.
We have printed copies that went out. We do mm-hmm. have those. So if you need one, just let me know.
Okay. Any other discussion items on that calendar? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Powell.
Yes.
DeBoard.
Yes.
Gilbert.
Yes.
Decker.
Yes.
Mayor Prisanka?
Yes. Okay, item 15A is executive session.
Oh, we have
attorney's file. We have no...
13 policy statement.
E, oh my goodness, I'm sorry, you guys. Approval of fiscal year 2020 budget policy statement.
Move to approve the FY 2020 budget policy statement.
Been moved. We have a second.
Second.
Moved and seconded discussion. Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Go
ahead, Julie.
What was your reasoning behind having this kind of a statement?
Just to set the tone for what the priorities are. Admittedly, I was doing this work as we're still setting the goals. Mm-hmm. So I thought about that. I'll be perfectly honest with you. It's not my most inspired work. And frankly, I was thinking as I'm writing this, we haven't finished the goals. This may not be what we want. So I would be perfectly happy if you wanted to postpone this until I have the goals fleshed out a little bit more and we've maybe talked a little bit more tonight and I can bring something back to you. I just had promised you I'd get you a policy statement. And
I actually liked it.
Well, I mean, along those lines, like as we're creating the budget, I mean, I recognize having kind of a statement to be thinking about as you're creating the budget, but we just set the goals and now we're creating the budget. I guess I'm just, I don't know, maybe we should postpone it, or does it make sense to approve it with the draft budget, or you want this in place for your directors to be thinking about?
So, if, Mr. Mayor, if I may, to that end, may I make a recommendation that we call this the budget policy preparation guideline, and then the policy statement comes out when the budget comes out, because then it reflects why the budget was done the way it was done. Mm. Or we can just... Mm-hmm.
I actually like that. I like a 2020 budget guidelines.
Okay.
And then you can actually have the statement in the actual budget that you have spent all your time making. And
we can have this, and then we can have a statement that actually reflects how the budget was finally pulled together and why.
Okay.
Okay. I like
you want
that.
To make an amendment?
Yes. I would like, I propose amending the policy statement, the title of the policy statement to read FY 2020 Budget Guidelines.
Okay. It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mayor Prisanka?
Yes. Now back to the original motion.
Motion as amended.
Okay. And the original motion, is there any further discussion on the original motion?
As amended.
As amended, sorry, thank you. Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Mayor Prisanka?
Yes. Okay, so that's the end of the new business. The attorney's file is available for the assembly to review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15A, borough manager's annual evaluation.
I move pursuant to 44.62.320C, section 2, that we recess into executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically the borough manager's evaluation, and invite the borough manager to attend.